so busy lately that you haven't found the time to open up your mind and watch the world spinning gently out of time. Feel the sunshine on your face.
Listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform radio station. This is 88 miles per hour, and we have some guests back on this evening. They're hooked after just one show. You want to say something?
Hello.
Hi.
And we have a mute guest as well for now. Again. She might make an appearance later. It usually takes about like one go of speaking, and then...
Dude, whew, that hurt.
Nah, it's just some noise. Anyways, the first song we heard was Out of Time by Blur off of their album Think Tank, which came out in 2003. A really good friend introduced me to that earlier this week, so it's pretty cool. Did you guys like that song? It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
The beginning, but it's like...
Was that your choice, or...?
Yeah. Yes?
I mean, was it... I didn't know if it was Skybar or not. So he makes really...
Oh... Yeah, yeah, Skybar plays a lot of cool music. He's on before me. No, I just played that song.
Okay.
Surprise.
Yeah, it was good. I did like that. Yeah.
Cool. All right, anyways, we'll play some more music, and I think we'll probably have an overrated, underrated eventually.
Gotta come up with something.
If we can think of something.
Yeah.
I believe in us. Anyways, enjoy some more tunes.
You carry it in
are back. We listened to many songs as I was not prepared to talk, and then another song came on. Anyways, we listened to, that song was just Agoraphobia by Deer Hunter. Before that, we heard That's When I Reach for My Revolver by Mission of Burma. And before that, Ocean Breathes Salty by Modest Mouse. And now, we have a very special PSA for you this evening from the lovely Sarah.
This is the organ donation PSA. There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Flawless. That was so good. Thank you for our PSA. And now, this is a request. Oh, I don't... Well, maybe it's not a request, because it doesn't want to... All right, you guys stall while I get this song playing.
Okay. Summer. Thoughts. Thoughts on summer.
It's hot. Hot summer right now.
Do you like summer or winter better?
I'm not... I like winter because... I'm from Kansas, and it's nice and not and tame there.
It gets hot there, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it gets hot. Prairie. Too. It gets hot everywhere.
Like hot like this?
No. This, well, it does, and it definitely gets hotter, but it's more of a dry heat. Up here, it's like humid, and it sucks.
Yeah. I don't hate the summer, but I really like the winter a lot better.
Okay.
And it's for a reason. It's for days like this.
Because you, but you like to go snowboarding.
Yeah, but I like to swim, too. You know?
Sure.
I don't know. People keep saying Boston's a lot cooler than Ohio. I don't know. That's where I'm from.
It is cooler than Ohio.
In the winter?
No, just in general, I thought. But so far, it hasn't been the case.
Everywhere's cooler
than
Ohio.
This is like a bad
Ohio.
Heat wave.
Yeah.
It's not usually this bad.
Hopefully that's what it is.
We'll see.
It's supposed to rain.
This has been a weather report from your friends at WMFO. Anyways, well, thanks for stalling. We found our song.
You told me I
Would you like to introduce that song for us?
Yeah, that was, let's see, that was Frankie and the Studs. It was Teeth by Frankie and the Studs, and I'm trying to pull up what album it is. I think it was actually just a single, and they're on Spotify, and they don't have a lot of listens, so, but they're really good, so you should
so show them. Yeah. Show them some love.
That's right, yeah. They're in California. That's about all I know.
Very informative, thank you. Anyways, all right, did someone have an overrated, underrated for us?
I think
Sarah had an idea, I think.
She does not have an idea. Okay.
The FIFA World Cup?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's so overrated. I hate watching soccer. I think that it's boring and that they just kick the ball and then like someone makes like one little cool move and then they like graze by each other and one person like falls and is all dramatic and cries and like holds on to their knee like it's broken and it's like totally fine and they get up and then the same thing happens like 50 times.
Yeah, I definitely hate like the flopping.
Good way to procrastinate at work.
Yeah.
Don't tell John.
I think it's accurately rated and I really like it, but it's just it's very hyped.
Accurately rated?
Yeah.
Like evenly?
It's evenly rated. Okay. Yeah.
Properly.
It sucks that America isn't in it.
Balanced.
Because, like, for the past 3 World Cups, I always watched America play. They always lose, like, in the round of 16 or whatever. But
Tim Howard was a rock star last World Cup.
Yeah, he was.
And that is the only thing I know from the last World Cup.
Yeah, so. Belgium beat us last time, and they almost let me down in the bracket.
Very good. Back. But
do you have an overrated, underrated?
I would say I agree that it's, like, you know, I mean, I'd be a hypocrite if I said I wasn't watching it this year because, like I said, it's a good way to not, you know, at work.
It's pastime.
Yeah. Pastime. Go sit. I mean, it's fun to go sit in the break room and, you know, watch people. Those guys get really into it, you know, so.
I'm astonished at how hard they can kick the ball, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, like, literally what they're paid millions of dollars to do.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, he's a specimen.
Absolute.
He's specimen. An absolute unit.
Yep. Yeah. But
that's why he gets paid a lot of money.
Well, you know.
His entire life.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty.
He's doing okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyways, anything else you'd like to share with us, class? No?
No.
Nothing?
No teacher.
That's all we got for. All
right. Well, does anyone have any songs they'd like to hear on this blessed, toasty evening?
No. What about Magic by Wild Cub? I like that song.
Magic by Wild Cub.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Magic, like that Roots song?
A different, no.
Oh, wait. I think that was by Magic! Exclamation point.
No, I was thinking of a different song.
Wild Cub. I know Find.
Oh, really?
Is it one word or two words?
Two words.
Oh. Ha-ha.
They had one song that was super popular like a couple years. Not super popular, but it was on like a Sony commercial or something.
Oh, yes.
So it has like a lot more hits than the other ones.
Well, all right. This is for you, Colin.
Thanks. It's okay.
I can't see now. I'm Dr. Sora.
And now Colin is going to sing the Star Spangled Banner for us.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that.
You could.
The Star Spangled Banner?
Yeah.
I actually couldn't. Without the music, that'd be hard. That'd be a lot of pressure.
Do you wanna try? Give us just a little. No, I'm kidding. Anyways, all right, we listened to a lot of music. We heard. I never know if I should do it in reverse order, like from the most recent song that we listened to backwards. I think that's what I usually do because it would be really confusing, like to count, like okay, four songs, mm-hmm. you know. Okay. Anyways, now that that is settled, the most recent song we listened to was "Up the Down Escalator" by the Chameleons. Before that, we heard "Something I Learned Today" by Husker Du. Before that, Sarah's pick was "Okay, All Right" by Mo. It was very fun. And before that, Colin's pick was "Magic," the song "Magic" by Wildcat.
What cub?
Cup?
Cub.
Cub.
Cub. Oh, I put cat.
wrong animal.
I was close.
Wait. That's okay. So we actually heard "Magic" by Wildcat?
No. Well, unless I played the wrong song, that's the right too. One. That would be interesting. Okay. Well, I will correct my mistake. There we go. I think my hearing is deteriorating.
Getting old.
No, not so much that, but anyways, I think we're going to have to head out a little early here, but we'll play all you folks one more banger before we go. Speaking of bangers, I hope everyone has a safe 4th of July. Enjoy some fireworks and
very clever.
Great segue.
Thank you. enjoy this great free country and fireworks. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for sticking around. We'll be here next week.
Christmas came and went. I didn't get any gifts, but I've been keeping to myself.
You been down the Hudson River? Have you been down the Charles? Have you floated the Mississippi? Or down the Deerfield in the tire of a car? I am the Arctic Ocean. You are my compass to lead. Feed me like a plentiful river. Darling, you can provide for me. Honey, I'm a bumblebee. You are my lasso wielder. Put your arms around me now. I'll be in a buzzing frenzy. I am a tiny planet. You are my golden sun. When I circle around you now, that is a revolution. Darling, you sweet me.